Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kol, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. Following the terrible, tragic, disastrous sin of the spies, when the Jewish people panicked and they cried that they will be unable to conquer the land of Israel, the land of Canaan, after that debacle and after Hashem decrees that the entire generation will die in the desert, they will not merit to enter the land of Israel, Hashem gives the Jewish people the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah of separating a part of the dough from the dough, in order to bring that and give it to the Kohen. Today's day and age, we still have the mitzvah of challah. It is rabbinic, and we burn the challah because we are in a state of impurity, and therefore a Kohen cannot really eat the challah, so we burn it instead. But the mitzvah still applies today. And the question is, why exactly did Hashem give this mitzvah immediately in the aftermath of the terrible debacle of the Chet Meraglim, of the sin of the spies? So our sages teach us that Hashem was telling the Jewish people, the parasha starts off, that when I will bring you into the land of Canaan, and then you will bring challah, and this was kind of a comfort to the Jewish people. Hashem was reassuring them that they would indeed eventually, the next generation at least, enter into the land of Canaan, and they would be able to settle in the land of Israel. But again, there were many mitzvos that Hashem gave that are unique to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel. Why specifically this mitzvah? Why specifically at this time? What is the significance? The Sfasemis explains that a major part of the Jewish people's concern by going into the land of Israel was not merely conquering the nations there, but there was also a concern of the transition of life from life in the desert, where they were provided everything from Hashem, directly to life in the land of Israel, where they would have to work the land and bring bread forth from the earth. He puts it very, very succinctly. He says, in the desert, their bread came from heaven. And in Eretz Yisrael, their bread would come from the earth. It's a very different life. And they would need to live on a high spiritual level, even without receiving their sustenance from heaven. They will be pulling it from the earth, from down below. And so Hashem is comforting them and telling them that when you will come into the land of Israel, you don't just live there and live with the earth, but rather, it's a process of raising up the earth to heaven. And so you are still connecting earth to heaven. There's still a process of raising it up and staying connected to heaven by raising it up. And hence the term used for challah is baharimchem, when you will separate, or when you will, more literally, baharimchem means when you will raise up. And the mitzvah is to raise up from the dough this separation. Now, truma, which is a portion of the grain given to the Kohen, and other tithes that are taken off from the grain, are also an extension of this process. And hence the word truma, which again means a separation, but literally means a raising up. You are raising something up. By separating a part of your grain that you grew from the ground, you are raising it up to Hashem. Why is challah specifically unique over here? The Sfasemis explains that challah is the closest part to the point of eating. Eating is a very physical activity. And it is of vital importance to try and connect that physical activity with heaven, with the spiritual world, not to just make it an animalistic physical activity. Challah is separated when the grain has already been ground into flour and made into dough. So it is at a very close point to when it is ready to be eaten. The closer you get to that physical experience of eating the bread, the more of a need there is to raise it up, and the greater the effect it has, because it is as it becomes a more physical entity in terms of that it is closer to being eaten, closer to that animalistic physical experience, the greater the potential, when one succeeds in connecting it and raising it up to heaven, the greater the latent potential of sanctity is there by raising up something that seems to be descending lower and lower. There is greater potential for sanctification and for achievement. And so challah is, in a sense, at one of the highest levels of raising up and of separating towards heaven. The lesson, of course, we can take from this is that throughout our lives we have these opportunities. This Sfasemis points out that our sages teach that one should speak words of Torah when one is eating at the table. And the idea, again, is that one has to connect one's eating to Torah. Torah comes from heaven, comes from Hashem. We need to connect our physical activities to the Torah by bringing words of Torah into what we eat, by bringing spirituality into our physical activities. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.